George, it's such an honor to be here today with you and with our dear friends, Dr. Cindy and Dr. Paul Johnson. They are such a blessing to our community in counseling and so many things. They just pour out such wisdom for our body.
They really do. They're such dear friends for many years, and we always love getting together with them in person, but oftentimes we meet online because they live in another state, but they touch hearts around the world with the love of God and always pointing people on the redemptive path that's only available through Jesus Christ.
Thank you so much for sharing all that. It's really true about this incredible couple. And they're getting ready to offer Trauma to Trust webinar. And I'm so excited to hear about that. In fact, I was going to ask you guys, can you tell us a little bit about that? Like what, as I'm attending this, Trauma to Trust, what am I going to expect to receive as you're sharing in this webinar?
We are blessed to say that we have been healed in traumatic situations, and we feel like the Lord has given us as a couple a ministry to go and share how temperament, how your personality, how you were created by God affects how you process trauma. Paul and I are very different in our temperaments. He's a police officer. He is going to be sharing how to deal and process trauma as a police officer. I'm a mama bear, a counselor, and my personality temperament does process trauma differently. But what we want to do is we want to share the hope in Christ that will heal every temperament, every traumatic experience. What we want to do is a team that God has literally pulled together from Maine to North Carolina, and we're in the middle of PA. God has pulled together a team of Christ-fearing people who want to share their life experiences and how they were healed. We're going to be offering different protocols. Trauma is just a life experience. God never promised us to not deal or have to deal with trauma. But what he did say is, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's what we hope you will gain, a trust in God to deal with trauma.
That's very, very precious. That's the most important thing, is that he never leaves nor forsakes us. So Dr. Cindy, we're going to have different panelists who are all counselors, all gifted, loving people, share from different perspectives. And over the many years, you've studied and earned doctorate degrees in different types of counseling. Is that right? Both secular and Christian. So share with us some of your background and some of the other people on the panel, what their background is, so that people get a good flavor of the diversity of the backgrounds and the courses and areas of counseling, because there are so many different kinds.
We have Nancy Nichols, who has a ministry, Transforming the Mind, and she is an awesome, awesome woman of God who has been teaching around the country different ways to deal with trauma, to actually understand the most important thing as a trauma caregiver we can understand is we need to be well. We need to be well ourselves. We need to go before the Lord and really seek him. And one of our heart's desire in this conference is, as we understand what trauma is, we open ourselves up before the Lord to see if we are dealing with trauma that we may have covered up. It's not a matter of condemnation. It's a matter of wanting to be healed of hidden traumas. And we have a couple, Robin and Phyllis and Primrose, and CMM is going to be offering a degree in the fall in Christian counseling. And in the trauma course, I don't know if you can see this, but the major book for this course was Mike Hutchings' Supernatural Freedom from Trauma. And as it turned out, the Lord connected Phyllis and Robin to our team. And in fact, they were healed through the ministry of Mike Hutchins. Wow. And their testimony is so incredible. And you want to talk about yourself?
Sure. Yeah, I've been in law enforcement since July 7, 1980. 26 and a half years with the state police. And then since then, I've been a municipal police officer at our local airport. Blessed to have experienced a multitude of different things between patrol, criminal investigation, vice, narcotics, assigned to the FBI for a couple of years on the JTTF in Philadelphia. And through it all, I've learned to appreciate the changes in recognition of trauma, and not just police officers, but fire people, first responders, emergency room people, who are all subjected to the most horrific things. And I do realize that there are differences in us because of personality types, how we respond and how we react to things. And fortunately, most of organizations now, business entities and service organizations, are cognitive of the need and are responding to it. Short story is, one of my friends back in the 80s, as a young trooper running radar, a guy comes to the radar really crazy fast. He chases them. They get in a chase, end up in a cornfield, and the guy jumps out of the car and shoots the trooper. The trooper returns fire, and he kills the guy. Turns out the guy had just assaulted his wife very seriously and was running and thought he was being chased for that, when the trooper had absolutely no idea he was anything but a speeding vehicle. Mm-hmm. When Bob was in the hospital, the bosses came to see him, and they didn't ask him how he was, how his family was everything okay. What they asked him was, when are you coming back to work?
Oh.
That affected him more than the incident did. He talked about that for years and years and years. But by contrast, today, all these departments and everything have either members, assistants, employee assistants, where they will immediately get you in to get help. And I know when we first started in the state police, it was member assistance program. And you'd think it was troopers that they trained to be at the first level. Mm-hmm. And it was resistance at first, like, I don't want to talk to that guy. I know him, you know, we're not impressed with them. But the program has worked, and it has grown, and it has been very extremely beneficial. And they're trained to recognize what the next level is the person needs to go to if they need real help. So it's a good thing. And I want to talk about things like that.
This is so powerful. Yes. This sounds like it's going to be so powerful. Can I ask you guys, what is the difference between what you're offering and other people are offering on trauma? You know, you see a lot of things out there, and it's almost like becoming a buzzword right now. And you see all the different offers. How is this different? What can you tell us about that?
I think because ours is Christ-centered, yeah, and our trust in the Lord through our life experience, without Christ, we would not be here today. Mm-hmm. And saying that, what we feel, as if not that there's anything wrong with what others are offering, it's just that we believe God wants to send us forth because we are overcomers. We are a testimony of his goodness. And so what we want to do is share. Trauma is trauma. But like Paul was explaining, trauma is one thing to one person, may not be trauma to another. And so that's what we want to do. We want to explain, trauma to you is one thing, trauma to me is another. And yet what we want to say is that Christ is with us in every aspect of it all. Mm-hmm. And so we want to, in the counseling that I've done over the decades, understanding who you are in Christ is the key to understanding the truth that he will never leave you nor forsake you. When you understand that you are an extraordinary person because God has a purpose and a destiny. So what we want to do is, the enemy may have put trauma in your life, or maybe your own poor choices put trauma in your life. That's okay. But we don't want you to look back. We don't want life filtered through the trauma. So what that's what we want to do. We want to come up from that, break through that veil, and just have freedom and joy. So you understand it is a new day.
Amen. That's exciting. And there's so many different forms of trauma, as you said, yeah. Cindy. You know, the last few years have not been easy. The whole world had to deal with the pandemic and lockdowns. And we see reports of such increases in teen suicides, suicides at every age, drug addiction, the fentanyl pandemic destroying many lives. And so many people come from broken homes, broken marriages. Some have even been wounded in churches too.
Big time.
And so there are so many different types and different levels of trauma. But, you know, like the Apostle Paul, our heart is to see everyone complete in Christ. And, you know, we read in the Old Testament that priests weren't allowed to go into the Holy of Holies if they had any scabs. And of course, trauma can leave emotional or even spiritual wounding and scars that need to be healed through the renewing of the mind, of finding out what the Lord sees in us and helps us to see what he sees in other people. And so address that of the different variety or diversity of types of trauma. Some may not even be aware that they are experiencing trauma, but they may have had some shock in their life or some tragedy that still affects how they respond, how they deal with life in general or deal with family or loved ones.
One of the books that we're going to be referring to often, one of the sessions is The Physiological Effects of Trauma. Mm-hmm. And there is a gentleman who wrote a book called The Body Keeps the Score. And what we're going to do is we are going to explain the physiological effects. The brain is an organ, just like the kidneys, just like the heart. And what we're going to do is we are going to explain the toxicity of trauma and the ways to alleviate it. And we're going to talk about something called neurotheology, which is a study of the brain and the Word of God. And there is scientific proof of the truth of the Word of God that there is an exceedingly healthy, wonderful, joy-bringing process of trusting in the Lord and his word in literally a new way of thinking. In Philippians, we talk about things that are pure and lovely, and we're going to do some training as to how to retrain the brain to reign.
Wow.
I love that.
Everybody can benefit from this. I'm looking forward to it myself because I think we are all in the process of restoration.
You know, I love that, George. And I love that, Cindy and Dr. Cindy and Dr. Paul, because here's what I'm hearing, and this is what I see too, is that the body, when something happens, my body absorbs it and it goes into, and that's why I can have physical ailments. But what you're saying is, it's almost like you have a catcher's mitt. You've got to catch it in the spirit and you've got to turn it the way it's happening and hear God and begin to turn it around and speak the truth to shift that moment. And that's what you're talking about, to shift the thought process. So you're not only showing us, okay, this is the issue. Your body wants to absorb it. Here's how we deal with it. And here's how we turn it for God's glory, right? I mean, this is powerful.
And we do not invalidate pain and suffering.
No.
We don't say, oh, get over it, because there's another third reference we're going to be doing, why bad things happen to God's people, by Derek Prince. Incredible book that, again, we are not saying you're a weak Christian or a weak person if you're traumatized. No. Trauma happens. Jesus Christ was traumatized. So that it's, we need to understand trauma is a way of life. But what we want to offer is a freedom, that we understand that we are overcomers, and not only us, but those we meet. God is going to put in front of us, maybe in the Walmart, something as small as helping someone through a traumatic moment in the moment. It's hard to explain. We don't have a cookie cutter process that we're going to offer you. We're going to be offering a wide variety, different life careers, different life paths, and just offering different ways to deal with trauma.
So awesome.
Beautiful.
So awesome.
So we'll have info on the link that our viewers and listeners can click on to learn more about it. And Nancy, anything else you want to ask or share?
The idea that you just said right now. So, I mean, not only am I going to learn, I'm just kind of setting that up. Like you said, you're not going to have the actually 1, 2, 3s, but sort of you're saying that. So it's really, I'm going to learn about trauma and how it affected me, how it affects the body, how to catch it, shift it, and turn it around. And then the last thing you said to me was wonderful. You said, you're going to empower us to be able to talk to others. That doesn't mean that I am a certified counselor in trauma, but that means that I am more empowered to help others and then to probably refer them if it's an escalated issue. Am I saying that right?
You absolutely are. Yes, you are. I'd like to offer a little scenario of a late coming, and we'll see where this goes. I was in a Wawa, and
It's a Wawa.
I was in a truck stop.
Okay.
And there was a line, and there was a precious older woman in front of me. And as we entered the restroom, there happened to be a man who that day thought he believed he was a woman. And this woman was exceedingly traumatized and became very, very fearful. Mm-hmm. And I explained to her that God had her, that this was not a surprise to him. And I said, we're going to be okay in this situation and we're going to pray for this person. The peace that overcame her was physically, I could see it leave. And when we were washing our hands, she said, I want to thank you because you were sent by God. Mm-hmm. And I said to Paul, a small little everyday thing. And God turned it into a teachable moment. Be ready to help and offer the love of Christ.
Amen. I love that. That's George. Beautiful, Cindy. Thank you for being available and obedient to the Lord, and to have the courage to speak up words of encouragement and comfort, because we see this all around the world in every sector of society, from Walmarts to Saks Fifth Avenue to other countries, where people are hurting and they're looking for hope. And so this webinar is not just for the professional counselors, it's for lay people, it's for you. Where you are, you could be a homemaker, you could be a truck driver or a plumber, but the Lord can use you to be his light and encouragement, to build people up, to give them comfort, and to understand what it is to walk a mile in their shoes, so that you can really minister to them and leave them in much better shape than when you found them. That is the goal. Is that correct?
Amen. Amen.
But it's going to take an understanding. We all flow in the Holy Spirit. Most people who are going to be hearing this flow in the Holy Spirit and in a revelatory or prophetic way. And so we've been trusting that, which is wonderful. But it's good to have, the Lord also gives us understanding, and you're going to give us understanding so that we have something that the Holy Spirit can draw upon as we understand the physiology, the psychology, and how people think and react, that we can partner with heaven. And so I am so excited about this too, George. This is going to be amazing. So I don't know, George, do you have anything else? This has been great.
No, we invite you to click the link to read more about it, and you can contact us or Dr. Cindy and Dr. Paul if you have more questions, but you will receive a personal attention, lots of interaction, and it'll be an experiential atmosphere where we can learn together, and you can play an important part in developing your skills, growing in maturity of how to be the salt and light that the Lord created you to be, to help in your neighborhood, in your family, in your job or business or ministry, whatever it is. It's really for everyone, because we all need help and hope, and we need to share the love that Father God has for each of us. So we invite you to join in and find out more.